Unit 3, page 28, exercise 4. Storytelling.
Long ago in Ireland, storytellers used to travel around the country. They would tell ancient stories full of magic and fantasy. Many of these old stories had meanings. Here are two traditional Irish stories.
A.
Grace Connor. Thady Connor and his wife Grace lived in a small house with their 7 children. Thady worked all day in the fields, and Grace sold cloth. Life was hard, and they were very poor. Every morning, Grace would leave early and carry her heavy basket around the countryside. She was used to walking all day. People liked Grace because she was honest. They used to give her small presents. One day, while Grace was walking home, it started to rain. She got very wet. She fell ill and died the next day. The night after Grace's funeral, Thady was lying in bed when he woke up and saw his wife. She was standing in the room and looking at the baby next to him. He was scared and hid his face. When he looked again, she wasn't there. The following night, as he was going to bed, Grace appeared again. Terrified, poor Thady said, "Grace, what do you want?" "Tell my sister Rose to meet me here tomorrow evening," she said. The following evening, Rose was sitting in the cottage when her sister appeared. "Rose, you must do something for me," she said. "I didn't have time to give Jane Taggart the cloth which she paid for. Please give it to her. Goodbye, dear Rose. I can rest now."
"Grace, don't go," cried Rose.
But she disappeared without another word.
B.
Rent Day. Poor Bill Doody was sitting by the beautiful Lake of Killarney. The following day was rent day, and he had no money. His landlord was a cruel man, and Bill knew that he would make Bill, his wife, and 5 children leave the house. There was nobody around, but Bill sat down and began to talk. As Bill was telling the lake about his problems, he didn't know that someone was listening. Suddenly, he heard a sound. When he turned around, a tall stranger was standing next to him. Bill told the man about his cruel landlord. After hearing the story, the stranger gave Bill a bag of gold.
"Pay your rent with this, but I'll make sure it does him no good," the man said.
Bill looked at the gold in amazement, and when he looked up, the man wasn't next to him anymore. He saw him riding a white horse across the lake. Suddenly, he remembered the story of O'Donoghue.
"O'Donoghue! The good prince of the lake!" shouted Bill.
The next day, Bill went to pay his rent. The landlord was waiting in his office. The man was very surprised when Bill gave him gold. He gave Bill a receipt, and Bill left. Later that day, the landlord opened the bag of money. But instead of gold, there were round biscuits in the bag. He shouted angrily, but he knew he could do nothing because Bill had the receipt in his pocket.